Well, hi, this is Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Unlimited Life. I am so excited about today's guest. This is actually somebody we've been with for quite some time, and I'm so thrilled that she was. We are talking with Shelley Campbell today, and Shelley is going to talk all about wealth and finance. And last week we were talking with DC Cordova from the Money in You Institute, and we were talking about that truly one of the most important pinnacle things in a relationship is finance. That the reason that a lot of relationships break up, they don't work, why people have arguments or fights, it's about money. And we were talking about that at the beginning of a relationship, it's really a conversation that you want to have, and you want to have your own relationship with money. And I don't know anybody that has a better relationship and that can teach relationship in such a grand way. And so we're so thrilled that she is with us today. She is the creator of the popular financial stress reduction and the author of The Wealthy Spirit and Zero to Zillionaire. I absolutely love that title, Zero to Zillionaire, which was published by Source Books. She is one of Marcy Shimoff's Happy 100 in her New York Times bestseller, Happy for No Reason. And Marcy is a dear friend of mine in the Transformational Leadership Council. And so I'm so thrilled that they are connected. And she's also contributed stories to Jack Canfield's recent books, You've Got to Read This Book. And which Jack is also a very dear friend of mine. And I love what they did was they compiled their favorite book lists and said, these are books that if you know, people ask us all the time what we recommend, and the fact that Shelley is one of those people that they recommend lets you know the high level of excellence in her work and also her life lessons from Chicken Soup for the Soul. She is prominently quoted as a financial expert in the Los Angeles Times Pink, Good Housekeeping, Lifetime, Essence, Women's World, and more than 50 popular books. She's for her 30 Days to a Wealthy Spirit, which we will talk about today, which are daily inspirational emails and other information. We're so looking forward to, she talks about how you can read a page a day to multiply your money. And imagine if you could just read a page a day and multiply your money, if you could decrease your stress. See, even thinking about that, especially at a time when you're getting married, which is the most stressful time, if by reading a page a day you could decrease your stress and really vastly improve your life and your lifestyle. So we are so excited. She's going to talk to us about affirmations, about actions, about the wealthy spirit, about her books, and how you can improve your financial life and how you can improve your financial partnership and how you can really, as we talk about that happily ever after life, that that's what we're striving for as we're getting married. That key component of the happily ever after is having that money to be able to enjoy your life, to go on those vacations, to do those things, to buy your dream homes, to take care of your children. How do you handle your financial life? How do you have that wealth, that abundance, that joy, that bliss, that euphoria, and that comfort of knowing that you're safe and that everything is wonderful and you really can create magic? So we are so excited for today's guest. So I would truly like to welcome one of my heroes, Shelley Campbell. Shelley, thank you for the show.
Nicole, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. That was just beautiful.
So no, that was just absolutely, you're amazing. And it's funny because Marcy Shimoff is a dear friend of mine and Jack Canfield. I am in the Transformational Leadership Council with him. And we just came back from vacation. And so I'm so thrilled that you are working with them. I truly am. And that I know how inspirational they are and I know how inspirational you are. And I'm just so excited because as we were talking about, this is the key, isn't it? In a relationship, before you step in, this is the big talk.
Yes, and it's a big talk that a lot of people never have it because people are so uncomfortable about money. And then, you know, they're in love and they're planning the wedding and they're planning the honeymoon and they're planning their life together. And somehow the financial conversation just seems to be too dull or too depressing or too anxiety-ridden. Or it can be discomfortable, and people want to avoid it. Oh, well, that'll just work out somehow. And but this is a really, really, really important conversation, because you're planning a life together. It is also a business contract, and you have duties and responsibilities to each other in a financial arena too. So if you get real clear, really fast with your partner, whoever they may be, and say, this is how I feel about money, and this is how I like to handle it, and this is what I absolutely have to have, and this is what I can do without that I don't care that much about. And then you have to take two people who maybe come from totally different backgrounds and beliefs and associations about money, and get them to agree on how you're going to handle money. There's an old saying, which I think is so funny. There are two kinds of people in life, spenders and savers, and usually they marry each other. So you have somebody who is really, really devoted to saving, and somebody else who is really, really devoted to spending their money and enjoying the high life. And if they are not getting together and creating a plan for the future where both of them are satisfied that their needs are going to get taken care of, then there's going to be problems and dissension in the marriage. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And so, you know, as I read your bio, which is just extraordinary, by the way, I mean, I only took, you know, a minute in the intro, and I could have spent all day talking about you and your background. And so you really are like the cherry on the sundae. You are the expert. And so how did you start? Tell us a little bit about you and your relationship with money, and how did you come to be able to learn about it, to master it, and then be able to share it and teach other people?
Well, you know, part of the reason why there's a lot of stuff on my resume, I used to be really impressed when I was a young businesswoman coming up the ranks, you know, and listening to speakers who had all of these things on their resume, and I went, wow, how did they get all of that? And now I know it just means you're old. So, you know,
wait a minute,
things are going to add up. What's important is that you get up every day and have some goal that you want to accomplish, and things will appear. Get up and out. It's what I call sending out ships. You know, it's like the merchants in London in the 1800s used to build these tall-masted clipper ships, and they'd send them out sailing across the ocean to foreign ports to trade for gold and jewels and soaps and spices. And one day they'd come back sailing into London Harbor, and on that day the merchant's fortune was made. And that's where the expression, waiting for my ship to come in, comes from. But some people are going down to the dock waiting for their ship to come in, but they didn't send any out. So your job is to send out ships. So what do I mean by that? I mean get up off of the couch, out into the world, and have a goal that you're trying to accomplish, and then take steps to accomplish it. Like, I like to help people with money, and so I need to be, like, on your radio show. And I wouldn't be on your radio show if I hadn't got myself to a networking meeting where we were fortunately seated next to each other and struck up a conversation. The magic happens because you're out there and doing it. But to answer your question about how I got started with all of this, I started out in life as a musical comedy actress. That's all I wanted to do, was sing and dance for a living. And I was a drama major at UC Santa Barbara. One of my classmates was Michael Douglas, by the way.
Oh, how funny. That's great.
I know. He was a kick in the pants. We did a show together, actually, and it was pretty fun. But anyway, then I came to Hollywood to be a star. But my mother had said, you want to be an actor, learn to type, honey. You know, you've got to have that backup position, because you don't work as an actor all the time. There are times where you're not working, and I still have to pay the rent, even if I don't have an acting job. So I would take secretarial jobs. Well, I worked at Disneyland and Walt Disney World in Florida and Summerstock and Dinner Theater in Texas. I worked a lot, which was great. But I found that working in the profession of acting was not nearly as much fun as being in shows with my friends in school. It's like I did Hello, Dolly! With Martha Ray, and the lead guy playing Cornelius had been doing 8 shows a week of Hello, Dolly! For 3 years, and that was success. To me, that was totally boring. I did a show at Disneyland, 5 shows a day, 5 days a week for 9 months. I thought I would go out of my skull with boredom, and I thought, maybe this isn't for me. And you know what? One of those typing jobs turned into being an office manager. And I said, well, that involves bookkeeping. I don't know anything about that. They said, well, we'll teach you. You'll learn it. And so I said, okay, you got to take risks. Okay, this is another one thing I'd like to tell all your listeners, is there's no such thing as security. None. People are always struggling for security. And how much money in the bank would make you feel totally secure? Well, you know, there isn't a stock that can't lose its value, a house that can't burn down. You can't even promise me you'll be alive tomorrow. So we have to have some hedges to make sure we have some security. But then we have to live our life full out and go for our dreams, because that's what makes you a happy camper for as long as you're alive on the planet. So I found myself in this office manager job doing bookkeeping, and I loved it. It wasn't that I loved putting the numbers together, although that was interesting, like detective work sometimes. But to build this business, I got very involved in how we were going to open a branch office and what were the numbers, and to make sure everybody got paid well and we paid all our bills and grew. And that was fascinating. And then eventually I showed up working for a bookkeeping service company, and I started growing it. And the two men who owned it gave me 20% of the business as a Christmas bonus the first year. They said, you act like an owner, you should be an owner, here's 20%. And that's when the entrepreneurial light bulb went on for me. So now I'm an owner of a business, and things look totally different. Now, what I found out from the bookkeeping service job, as I'm working with all these clients on their money, is the lack of education and the lack of information that people actually had about how to make money grow, how to make it work for you, what to save, what to spend, how to make a business grow, how to make more profits, how to ask for raises, bonuses, or bigger fees from your clients, all of these things. And I had some sort of instinctive knowledge and feel for this. Of course, I studied and I learned too, but I just had a feel for how money could grow. So I started sharing with my clients, and 3 of them in the same week said, you should be teaching this. And then the financial stress reduction workshop was born. That I had started it because I saw then that my whole life had been training me for this. And this is another thing I want to tell everybody. You may not see how you are on your life purpose, or if you're on your life purpose, and it may seem like your life doesn't connect or come together. It's like, how does musical comedy acting go together with bookkeeping and business management? I didn't get it. But when I started teaching this class, it was like a wave went through me, and I went, oh, my whole life has been training me to do this. I needed the experience of all the acting skills so that I could deliver a workshop in an entertaining way. And I needed the experience of all the money flow issues so that I could teach this thing that people are so lacking in. So I didn't find my life purpose till I was 42. So I'm telling all of you youngsters out there, it's not too late, and you're probably on your life purpose right now, gathering skills, gathering information, learning and growing, and it will all come together so beautifully one day, and you'll just go, oh, I get it, I see, and it's wonderful.
That's brilliant. What a great journey. To be able to take the step and then the next step and then the next step and then the next step, because that's really, you know, what you're teaching people. is like yes. you're saying, okay, what did you, what was the one step you did today that took you to that next level, that furthered that success, that helped you reach those goals? And so, you know, now somebody has met the man of their dreams and they're ready to get married and they're ready to start their life and they're shopping for dresses and they're shopping for caterers and they're shopping for wedding planners and they're shopping for locations and mm-hmm. they're, you know, for food and for all of these things and people, I mean, I know personally that we have this website that we're launching right now and we had to take bridal pictures of me in bridal dresses. Ooh. And so they took me to these salons to try on these bridal dresses for the photo shoot. And the dresses started at $12,000. They had me trying on, and some of these dresses were upwards of $25,000, $28,000 for a dress. And we talked about, you know, in previous shows of what that was like for me, someone who's never been married, to go into these bridal salons and try on these dresses. And then they would uh-huh. tell me, you know, okay, Nicole, lay on the floor, put your feet up, you know, like, because I was supposed to, you know, be doing yoga and all these things and bridal fitness, and here these dresses are like $25,000 and I'm doing splits on the floor. But people spend a lot of money on their weddings. Not everybody. Some people, you know, are able to say, okay, we want a down payment on a house instead, or we want to just be able to do something in our backyard or at the justice of the peace. But usually that's where spending starts. So how does somebody start with you that's at this stage in their life? What would you suggest?
Well, I think it's really, really wonderful to have a great day and a beautiful dress and celebrate with your friends. And there are many ways to construct that will be heartwarming and beautiful without having to spend a lot of money. Of course, this all depends on how much money is in your budget to spend on this. So that's the first thing that you have to get together is how much for the flowers, how much for the dress, the hall, the cakes, the dinner, whatever we're doing, the honeymoon. You know, what's our total budget that's comfortable and is not going to put you in debt? Because the last thing I think that a young couple starting out their married life with, after the party is over, they come back and they've got $25,000 on credit cards they have to pay off because of it, I don't think that's a great way to start. So it's got to be reasonable, and I wouldn't spend any more money than I would think, if you're going to borrow it, use some credit cards. Don't have more on your credit card than you can comfortably pay off in 1 year. That would be my advice. Longer than that, it feels like a millstone around your neck. And that will keep you in a bad mood, which is not a healthy way to start the marriage, don't you think?
Absolutely. Do you think people should combine their money, you know, have one checking account and one bank account as they become a couple?
Well, there are differing ways. The first thing, let me just say, first thing, you got to have a conversation about money. And it should be fun. And here's a general way you could start. I wrote this book, The Wealthy Spirit, which is a page a day for every day of the year. The subtitle is Daily Affirmations for Financial Stress Reduction. And I know a lot of couples who read a page a day in the morning, like you were mentioning in the introduction. And they get, every page is a story, a quote, and then an affirmation. And it's all positive thinking. It's some, you know, some sad examples of what not to do, because another quote I really love is, if you can't be a good example, then you'll just have to be a terrible warning. So, isn't
that's
that good?
Great.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes there are funny stories about that, and I try to make every story entertaining to read so that you would want to read again tomorrow. So that, and then get it into a positive place and a positive perspective, thinking that it's going to work out and we're going to make it work, and there'll be ups and downs, but we'll be happy anyway. And you'll always have control if you're talking with each other and looking at the numbers. Now, each person, if you want to put all your money together, that's great. Or you can do what I did a long time ago with a fiancé. We each had our own income that we kept separate. We had our own bank accounts. And then we had a joint bank account, which we each deposited to pay all of the bills, the household bills, the community bills, if you will. Pay the mortgage, pay the taxes, pay the groceries, that kind of stuff came from that. And the other money was ours. And another way of working it is all of the money goes into the general kitty, and then you each take a certain amount out for, call it your allowance, okay? But that's your money. And in every marriage, I've got to tell you, every couple relationship, you should have some money that is your own that you do not have to account to anybody for. Because then you can go to the movies, or you can go buy makeup, or you can buy new shoes, or the guys can buy a new ski jacket, or whatever it is. And then you can do it, and nobody's going to come down on you and say, well, we're supposed to be saving for college, and you're not doing your part. You went and spent this money on this jacket. We don't need that. Nobody needs that kind of nagging in a marriage. So I would just say, have your own money that you can do that with. Now, with this fiancé, I have to tell you, this is what we did. We started with having our own accounts and depositing to a master account. And then when we bought a house together, we put all of our money jointly in the master account and each took an allowance. Well, everything was going fine until one day when this man said to me, okay, well, I really need a new car, and there's this truck that I'd like to buy. And I said, great, I approve. I think we should do that. Now, what are we going to do about the down payment? And he said, well, we're going to use our allowances that we've been saving. Well, picture Jelly looking like a deer caught in the headlights. I was just like, that we've been saving, honey, that's my allowance. I've been spending that money. And he was mad. His idea of an allowance was money that you saved. And my idea of an allowance was, this is the money that I get to spend on clothes and going out to eat and all of that kind of girl stuff. So we had to get past that hump. But I will tell you, this is a really important thing, is you have to get down to the nitty-gritty. You can even talk with your partner about, you know, how they were brought up. What were the money messages that they got? See, this is something I do in my workshop, is I have people say, okay, write the autobiography of your life with an eye towards how you made money and how you spent money. And what were the messages that you received when you were growing up? So people will say, well, the message I got was the love of money is the root of all evil. That's a big one. Another one that comes up is, what do you think I'm made of money? And another one, you've got to work hard to make money. Lots of negative messaging. And so if you have somebody who has a lot of that and is very fearful around money with someone else who maybe grew up in a household where there was a lot of money and they had never had to worry about money, they could buy whatever they wanted to, they don't have the same stress relationship to money. So you kind of have to uncover that kind of thing. And certain marriage counselors, I'm sure, would be able to talk about that, or a therapist who specializes in couples and perhaps money issues. So these are things that people should start to talk about. Because I'll tell you a story. I had a client in my workshop once, and she was trying to pay off over $100,000 in credit card debt. I said, that's really sad. I'm sorry you got yourself into that state. How did that happen? And she said, well, when my husband and I got married, We had never had a conversation about finances. But he was an attorney, and he told me he was making $300,000 a year. And I thought, man, we've got it made. I'm rich now. How wonderful. Well, what I didn't know was he was $100,000 in debt, and half of everything he made went to his ex-wife and the kids. So she wasn't rich after all. In fact, she was struggling even more after she got married than she had been on her own beforehand. So that was a really sad story. So one of the first things couples should do is really get clean on how much debt have you got? What is your FICO score? You should each get copies of your credit report and share them with each other so you know what's going on. And you may feel ashamed. Maybe there's some bad stuff on your credit record. Listen, it can all be fixed. And I'm here to confess to you, there was a time where I went through a business disaster. I bought my partners out of my bookkeeping service. I sold, and then right after I had bought them out, the biggest client we had that was 75% of the business revenues left with 2 weeks' notice. And I was on the hook for rent, for leases, for equipment, for business loans and everything, and now I couldn't pay for it all. It was hideous. And I worked real hard to figure out how to get out of it. I renegotiated every loan. I went to my landlords, and I said, okay, look, I know I just fired like 9 people. I only have 3 people left. I don't need all of this space, but I know my lease says $4,500 a month, but I can't pay it, so maybe I have to go under now. And they said, no, we don't want you to go under. How much space do you need and what can you afford? And they moved me to smaller office space, tore up the old lease, and wrote a new one for $800 a month. And I started slowly crawling out of it. And you know what? The power of budgeting is that you take whatever it is, the money that's coming in every month, and then you figure out what the bills are, and you see whether you're even or not. And even means you've got to have money to pay off debt if you have some, and then you have to have money to put in savings for the future because you got to do that. And it always seems like you can't do it because there's so many bills. But I'm telling you, if you look at it, if you work on it, listen to Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey's radio show's great. He will just tell you, and he's rigid about it, okay? I'm a little more forgiving about it. I'll say you can have, even on low budget, see, I have people do 3 budgets, low, medium, and high, so that you've got, if more money is coming in, you have a new budget constructed about what you're going to do with more money. If less money comes in, what are you going to cut out? So Dave Ramsey would tell you go to low budget and live on beans and rice for 3 years until you clean up your mess. And you know what? That works. And it works faster than having a life and maybe eating out occasionally and having tacos along with the beans and rice. So it's just up to you how you want to handle it, but it has to be comfortable enough that you'll work the plan, whatever the plan is. If the plan has no free money in there for you, no spending on yourself at all for the next 5 years, you're not going to stick to that plan, I don't think. That's really hard for most people.
That's so wise. I mean, it really is. And so you all have an online site as well for your daily affirmations or a newsletter? Or how do people work with you? How do they get your, I mean, because what a great way, especially as you're taking steps towards your new life, to be able to every day have some advice and something to keep you on track.
Absolutely. You don't even have to buy the book. Listen, I put it all on my blog. So I take the pages from The Wealthy Spirit and I post them on my blog, and then I write some additional stuff in there every day too. So also, you can get it delivered to you the first 30 days of the book. You can get delivered to you as a daily email. And that's on my website at chelly.com. My name is spelled C-H-E-L-L-I-E. And if you put in financial stress, you'll get me on Google. But chelly.com, and you can sign up for 30 days of the Wealthy Spirit, and you'll get a daily email. You can sign up for my newsletter. It comes out once a month. And there's lots of stuff on there that you can find. And anybody who wants my personal list, let me make this special offer to your listeners. If you want my list of positive money affirmations that I do every day, you can email me, chelly@chelly.com. How easy is this, really? If you get my first name, you've got me forever. Chelly@chelly.com, and I'll send you my personal list of daily affirmations.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I love to help people. I'm here to spread the word.
Okay, and then I need to ask you about your book, Zero to Zillionaire, which is my very favorite title so far of any book I've ever seen. I mean,
it just
brings joy. It makes you smile. It makes you laugh. There's a fun, impish, sort of curious, gleeful quality that's kind of rebellious, just fun. And so first tell me, how did you come up with the title, because it's brilliant, and then second tell me about the book, because
I'm so glad you like the title. It's so much fun. I invented that title because, well, I did the daily affirmations for financial stress reduction, and my publisher, Sourcebooks, came up with the title The Wealthy Spirit. I was just calling it financial stress reduction. We were brainstorming titles, and their brilliant people in their creative department said, how about The Wealthy Spirit? Oh, I thought I had died and gone to heaven when I heard that title, because part of what I believe is that we're spiritual beings having a material existence, and that means we're supposed to master both of them, not deny one or the other. And I keep meeting wealthy people who have no spirit and all these spiritual people who are totally broke because they think they have to deny the material. And I said, no, I think we should have a rich inner spiritual life, rich in friends, rich with money, too, and all the glories of this beautiful life that are here for us on the planet. So after The Wealthy Spirit came out, it did well, and I was so pleased. And then one day my publisher called me up and said, okay, we're ready for your next book. And I went, you are? I had no idea. I thought, I didn't sell a million copies, so I thought I must be a failure. Well, come to find out, the average book in America only sells 500 copies. And I had sold 12,000 by about that time. It's about 25,000 now. And when they called and they said, no, the magic number is 10,000. If you sell 10,000, a publisher thinks you're a genius. So I went, oh, well, okay, well, I hadn't thought about another book. Let me give it some thought. And so I said, okay, well, what's missing from The Wealthy Spirit is an actual plan. I mean, it's short bits, so you're not getting the whole thing all at once. Like somebody can't go to that book and say, okay, let me read all this stuff on budgeting. So I said, I need to do a book that's 8 weeks, like my 8-week workshop, 8 chapters. So that's how I constructed it. And when I called my publisher, my editor, Deb, and she said, well, that sounds great. Now we got to work on a title. I said, well, one thing I know is I don't want to have millionaire in the title because so many books have millionaire in the title. I'm just bored. And she said, well, Chelly, let me clue you in that all the books with millionaire in the title are selling really well. And I went, oh, okay, I'll put that into the hopper. So then I'm thinking about it, and I go, well, millionaire. And I looked on Amazon at all the books with millionaire in the title, and I went, I don't want to be the same as everybody. What about billionaire? Well, that was so Donald Trump and Bill Gates and all of those people, and I don't have $1 billion, so I don't want to mislead anybody. So I said, well, what's the nth degree? The most you could have would be zillions. Okay, be a zillionaire. And I looked up zillionaire, and nobody was really using that. So I thought, okay, so some people are like zillionaires that got everything, and then some people are like zero, they don't have anything. And I went, oh, that's it, zero to zillionaire, because we're all on the scale somewhere between everything and nothing.
That's, I love that. I absolutely love that. I really do. And now, we were talking about the woman's referral that we had met at this networking event. And
yeah.
for those people that, you know, are not familiar with networking events, they're a wonderful way to connect and to meet incredible people like yourself. But one of my favorite parts of this networking event is that people get to go up and they have a couple minutes to share who they are and what they do. And then they have the opportunity to acknowledge someone that's made a difference in their life.
Yeah.
And it was amazing for me because person after 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 person came up and said their gratitude was to you for changing their lives, for elevating their consciousness, for giving them financial freedom, for it was the gratitude for you and your work was overwhelmingly astounding. And so I remember that people talked about when they were up there and they were sharing their gratitude for you. Some of the people had talked about a program that you have and some sort of a workshop. And do you have one going on now or do you have one coming up or how do people do that? Because certainly if my listeners could have seen the people get up and with their beaming faces and bouncing bodies and say that they owe all their joy to you, I know that this is something really worth taking. So,
Nicole, thank you for saying that. It is such a blessing. It is the biggest blessing in life. This is being rich in spirit, to have been able to help somebody and have them acknowledge you and thank you. There's just nothing better than that. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why I personally am not also dedicated about saving money for retirement, because my sister and her husband recently retired from their jobs, and my nephew at a family party said, so, Chelly, you going to retire? And I said, well, have you ever heard of a movie star who said they couldn't wait till their retirement fund was fully funded so that they could retire? He said, no. I said, I kind of feel like that. Movie stars don't retire because they love what they do. I'm not retiring because I love what I do. So I don't envision a time where I'm going to sit back and not work, because for me it isn't work. It's helping people, which is fun. And you really get to work with them on what's going on in their life with money and help them change it. And I'm just astonished at the changes that happen if people just get the information. Now, you can do the home study program, work with the books. Fine. Fabulous. My program that where I work with people, and I don't do the kind of workshop where, you know, there's 1,000 people on the call or whatever. I do all of my classes now on the telephone because I have so many readers from all over the place. That's a way to get everybody together. But I have a very limited enrollment. I won't take more than 8 to 10 people per class because I think the important part of learning about money is to get information, be able to share, be able to get personal attention from the trainer, and then to go practice, have tools, and then come back and talk about it, what worked, what didn't work, what their struggle was, what their win was, and then we get the new material and I help them along the road. So by the end of 8 weeks, I give a money-back guarantee, by the end of 8 weeks, you're going to be better off financially. And that's going to continue for the rest of your life as long as you work this program. It's a simple program, but it's very disciplined. I mean, you can't ignore your budget. You've got to know where you're going. You've got to be able to ask for raises and bonuses or you're not going to get them. You've got to be able, if you start your own business, to work a lot on your business, to get the word out, to be good, to develop your skills, And then you can call in bigger and bigger fees for what you do because the proof is there of what you've helped people accomplish. So because I have a small enrollment, I have a larger fee because I want to make money too because that's what I teach people how to do. So I have a special fee for couples, by the way. So this the second person in a couple comes for half price. The current fee on my website is $3,000, but I will tell you I would do any couple that is listening to this show that comes from you, Nicole, I will do a couple for the same price as for one person. So then it's only $1,500 apiece, which
Shelley,
is a lot
thank
if you,
you
really
for that.
Change your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. What a gracious offer. And what and one of the things that we talk about on this show quite often is bridal gifts, you know, the bridal registry, which we are putting on our website. So I would love to be able to offer this as part of the bridal registry because I think this is a wonderful wedding gift for somebody to gift this young couple. Your financial program is better than dishes in a blender and a way to start their life. So if it's okay with you, I would love to offer it on the registry. Yes, I think that that's just magnificent. And what better gift? And one of the things that we talk about, too, is for parents whose daughter is getting married, this is a wonderful gift. If your sister is getting married, if your best friend, how many fondue pots and crepe makers and toaster ovens can you really own? But this
really?
Is truly, truly, you know, margarita makers. I mean, it's so funny when we look at people's bridal registries, which is very often what we do, and the things that they are looking for. They're looking for, you know, a vase, or they're looking for some sort of designer item.
Yes.
And it's instead of a communication class or how to feng shui their bedroom so they can have children or have a better relationship or not have arguments or whatever that is. And so when you're looking at the right gifts to give to the bride and groom, this is a perfect, cherished, magnificent gift. This is a gift that will last their entire lifetime. Their entire
absolutely.
Relationship and marriage. So I think that this is just such a spectacular offer from you, Shelley, and I really, you know, would ask the audience to think about this as a gift for the bride and groom as and for something that you ask for as part of your bridal registry.
That's a wonderful idea. And really, that it would help people so much to just start out their married lives on an appropriate footing. Having gotten their plan together, to get their budgets together, to have that conversation about their path with money and bring it all out in the open and heal it. Because, see, positive affirmations, I got to tell you, thinking positively about money is not something that's out there in the general public. Most of the conversation about money is really dark, really hard, really stressful, and really negative. And I teach people, you've got to think positive, okay? A lot of people talk about positive thinking, and it's a good thing, but they never take the step to apply it to money. And I said, what's wrong with this picture? We've got to be talking a different way about money. Because I know there's some metaphysical stuff going on here that what you think about is what comes true in your life. Because that's what helps you have a dream. And then when you have a dream, you make a goal out of the dream and you take steps to achieve the goal. And that's what makes the dream happen. It doesn't just rain in on you one day. It's like I have some people who go, well, all I have to do is chant in my room. Om, I'm making lots of money. Om. And then I'm going to be rich. And I go, well, if that were true, tell me how many affirmations you'd have to do in front of a piano before you could play it. And they kind of go, oh. I mean, you know what? If you want the metaphysical to become physical, then you have to do the work to project it into this reality, which means you have to go take P piano lessons. You have to learn to read music. You have to sit down at the keys and practice and get your fingering skilled. There's a lot of parts to it and how we manifest things. But it's got to start from the positive idea that I can be rich, that I can make my life work, that I have a skill or a talent that people are willing to pay for. And I deserve to be paid for it. And people love to give me money. That's one of my favorite affirmations, by the way. People love to give me money. And something wonderful is happening to me today. I can feel it. That's how I start every day. I say that. Something wonderful is happening to me today. And it's true. People say, well, I can't say that. It's not true. It's not real. And I say, it is true, and it's not a lie. You're telling the truth in advance. You're projecting. See, a lot of we're doing it every day anyway. Some people are visualizing and projecting into failure. Oh, my God, that'll never work for me. Oh, I hope I don't screw up. And then, of course, they do screw up because they visualize that. Don't visualize that. Visualize people love me wherever I go, and I love them back. And life is fun and entertaining, and it's an adventure everywhere I go. And I always have plenty of money, and all my bills are paid in full. Even if you have debt now, create a plan for paying it off according to how much money you would have available. Okay, maybe it's going to take 2 years or 3 years, but work your plan, and every time you do it, affirm, I am debt-free. I am getting more and more debt-free every day. And then go about making more money, and one day the debt's going to be paid off. Project into that reality. Visualize that, and it'll come even faster. Because what happens when you think positive and you hold yourself in that happy state is that happy, successful people are looking for other happy, successful people. So those are the ones that are going to be able to hire you and pay you a decent wage and give you raises and bonuses. Those are the people that are going to help you start your business and become a client. Those are the people that are going to say, oh, you want to do that? That's great. I believe in you. I know you can do that. Instead of some sharky type of person who says, oh, who do you think you are? You can never do that. Anybody that's saying that stuff to you, get rid of them. Leave them alone. Tell them to stop. Just stop listening to them. The minute somebody says something like that to me, I go, well, that's not true, and I'm not listening to negative conversation. Thank you very much. And I leave. And sometimes those people call me up and say, I'm so sorry. You really took me aback, and I didn't realize that's what I was doing. And then we have the heart-to-heart where I just give them the news. You know, I'm not putting up with that in my life. I don't have that around me anymore.
I love these affirmations. I have to tell you that to be able to start the day and say people love to give me money and something wonderful is happening today and I always have plenty of money and all my debts are paid off in full, and especially at a time when you're projecting your future.
Yes.
And what we talk very often on this show is that there is no sunset at the wedding. That is really the launching pad for the life. And so able to go beyond that day, 10 years in the future, 20 years in the future. My friend Dave Ellis has an incredible workshop that I've taken over and over again, and I recommend to everybody I know, and it's called Falling Awake.
Ooh.
And in his workshop in Falling Awake, you go 500 years into the future, and you look back from 500 years in the future, and you see the impact you had on the planet and on people and how you did that and what you did from the future looking back. So it's really brilliant. So I love the fact that you can say, okay, but I am debt-free and I am all my bills are always paid and something wonderful is happening today, and all of these affirmations are lovely. And I think that it's so, I don't think, I know it's so important to be able to create that. And I also love that because part of what you talk about is the decreasing of stress. That was so funny when I was trying to read your intro. And I thought, gosh, I must have a problem with decreasing stress. But I don't even want to say decrease stress. Like, my tongue doesn't even want to say that.
That's funny.
At a time when people are getting married, and it is such a stressful time. Everything is so stressful. And if you can learn these tips of affirmation and breathing through things and the positive thought and have the tools and the techniques and the skills to create this really solid, steady, beautiful financial future with your mate and with yourself. So
let me say something about that, because you've just outlined it exactly right. And one of the things I want to tell people is that really all of the stress and the worry that you do, the anxiety is pointless and doesn't do anything but make you unhappy. It doesn't change anything. Your number in the bank account is not going to change because you're worried about it. So when people are unhappy with their money, I give them this instruction. You may worry and agonize and complain and cry over your financial situation 1 hour a week. That's it. Okay? I want you to save all of your bills, every financial document that comes in, save it till bill paying time 1 hour a week. Let's say it's Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay, Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning, take all your financial stuff and weep and moan and cry and pay whatever you can. And if you can't pay somebody, send a note. Be in communication. Be an honorable person and send a note and say, I can't pay you right now, but I will pay you as soon as I can. And maybe send $5 on account or whatever you can. Send something. Then, after you're done doing the best you can, at the end of that hour at 11 o'clock, you fold up that file, put it away, and all the 167 rest of the hours in the week, you are focused only on happiness, joy, and making more money and saving money and cutting expenses and being a great financial steward of your resources. And you go, there's always more money coming to me. What else can I do to make money? And you will find the most amazing things happen. Money will come flowing to you from expected and unexpected places. It just works. Just try it. Just do it. Make a commitment to it. Just don't do it 1 month and then look around and say, well, no more money came to me, so that doesn't work. No. It's a practice. Put it into practice. Give it a reasonable amount of time, like 6 months, and just do it and do affirmations that this is working. This is working. This is making me a great financial steward. I am paying off debts. I am better with my money. More money is coming to me. Just do it. See, the things work for people because they determine to make them work. If you go, well, I'll give this a try and see if it works. That's not an energy that makes things happen. That's a withholding. That's a sitting back, crossing your arms and saying, yeah, prove it to me. Well, life doesn't work like that. Life works from you saying, I'm going to make life happen for me the way I want. I've got goals, and they may take some time and they may take some doing, but I'm going to enjoy the doing of it, and I'm going to have a good time while I'm doing it, and I expect all this stuff to happen good for me. And let me tell you the truth. Along the way, even if you're a positive thinker and the best manifester in the planet, there's going to be good stuff that happens and bad stuff that happens. It's part of the way it's set up here. We're all born, and 100% of us are going to die one day. Sorry to break the news. And we don't know which day that is, do we? So on the day I die, I want to have eaten chocolate. So that means I have to eat chocolate every day because I don't know what day it's going to be.
Oh, my gosh, Shelley, that's fabulous. That is so funny.
So you can see I like to have a lot of joy in my life.
That is so cute. That is so funny. I love that. I really,
so bad
really
things
do.
Are going to happen, too, and great things are going to happen, too. Keep a list. have a bad things list and a good things list. And you know what? You're going to come up with them pretty even. Because we all have those dark days and the things that don't work out and the ships that we sent out that sink. You know, we all heard about Pirates of the Caribbean and Mutiny on the Bounty and the Titanic. Not all the ships come in. That's why you have to send lots of them out. It's a percentage game.
I love that. I love your wisdom. I love your energy, your style, your words, everything that you stand for, and truly how magical. And so will you tell us again how to find you and when your workshop is and how people can email you for your list of personal affirmations? I just want to make sure that everybody has that information.
You betcha. My website is chelly.com. Chelly is spelled C-H-E-L-L-I-E. My email is chelly@chelly.com. And if you email me, chelly@chelly.com, I will send you my personal affirmations list so you can get started doing them every day. My 8-week financial stress reduction teleclass, 2 hours a week for 8 weeks. I have 3 sessions starting October 14th, 15th, or 16th. It'll go through the first week in December. And I've made a special offer, 2 for the price of 1. So any couple that gives your name as the referral that wants to come to class, they come for the price of 1, which is $3,000. So it would be 2 for that price instead of 1 at that price. And did I cover
everything? What a wonderful gift. Oh, my gosh, Shelley. You were just such a gem. You really are. You're such a diamond.
Oh,
and I feel so honored and so blessed and so excited to know you and that you're on this show. And I look forward to myself. I told you I would love to come and do that workshop.
You're in.
It's always great when I do the work as well, because then I would love to bring you back. And
talk
to the show and say, this was my experience, this is what I went through. And it's been fabulous because I've had the opportunity to do that with several of our guests and to experience their work and then to come back and share the impact that it had on my life. And so I would love to do that with you and to be part of it.
Oh, fantastic.
Plus,
I
want to learn
so
from
glad
you.
That
you were the
See, this
expert,
is one of those magical things that happens when you're out in the world, is we met each other and we're just sisters under the skin.
So, I just feel so enriched by you. So thank you so much for being with us today.
You are so welcome.
I look forward to seeing you. And, you know, and I encourage everybody to take you up on your offer. I mean, a 2-for-1. And what a great gift to ask for your wedding. This is the gift that really can open the door to that happiness and that financial freedom for you. So, you know, so find Shelley and... Thank you. What a wonderful, wonderful day to have you here. So thank you.
Thank you so much. You're a delight and a wonderful woman. I'm just so glad to know you.
Thank you. We look forward to speaking with you soon, and thank you again. All right. Have a great day. Wow. She's just amazing. I absolutely love being able to work with Shelley and have those experiences and to hear those things. It's just really wonderful. And so we want to thank Shelley, and we really want to welcome her and to encourage all of you. What a great gift for the bridal registry. And we've got some incredible shows coming up. We've got Sydney Cressy, and Sydney is going to be talking about travel and destinations and honeymoons and all of those things that are so spectacular. And then we have Arjuna talking about sexual intimacy. We have Matt Weinstein talking about how to play in a relationship, and so many other intriguing thoughts. We're going to talk about estate planning, about wills, how we do all of those legal issues. And mostly we're going to talk about how to communicate and how to start over with your love, your life, and how to live that happily ever after. So I thank you for being with us today. This is Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride, and we want to reach out and say thank you to Shelley for her magnificence, for her encouragement, for her daily wisdom, for her brilliance,
for her opening of financial freedom, for her affirmations, and mostly for teaching you how to take the steps and then the next step and the next step and the next step. And the same way that a child begins to walk, all of a sudden you're going to be running through your life with such joy and financial freedom, and you're going to be really able to have the dream life that you've always wanted to have. So big kudos to Shelley, and wishing you all a wonderful week. This is Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride in San